This is a dictation for patient Jalene Carey, J-A-L-E-E-N-C-A-R-E-Y. Date of accident is 9/27/2021. Date of birth is 11/19/1992. Date of service 1/4/2022. The patient alleges her pains in various areas started from 9/27/2021, subsequent to an automobile accident. Chief complaint is sharp shooting pain through the neck, shoulder, mid-lower back, especially once the body hits the cold air. Radiation to the left arm and headaches are complained of. History of automobile accident. Mr. Jalene Carey, J-A-L-E-E-N-C-A-R-E-Y, was involved in an automobile accident on 9/27/2021 as follows. At 2:30 in the morning, he says that one of the manager wanted him to lift a refrigerator of 350 pounds. And while he was lifting, there was nobody else to help him. The refrigerator was to be moved by a dolly to another location. And it appears that the control was lost and the refrigerator fell on his chest. And it hit him into collarbone, and he pulled him forward, and he allowed the refrigerator to fall on the ground. It was a work-related accident. Although no one else was involved, no other person got injured, and there was no other car involvement. There was no associated head injury, loss of consciousness, nausea, vomiting, no pelvic trauma. Patient reports that the mother took him to an urgent care, first to the ER in Henry Ford Hospital on West Bloomfield on the day of accident, where x-rays were done for the neck, shoulder, and back. They were all okay. It was provided with Narco and Valium for help with the pain. On 9/30/2021, the work sent him to Concerta urgent care because he could not function at all at work. On 9/28 and 29, it appears that the urgent care, Concerta urgent care, started the physical therapy medications and steroid injection times two were provided. They did try to put him back to work, but he could not work. He was returned back by his supervisors. History of presenting illness. Patient is suffering from headaches which are 8.5 on a scale of 1 to 10, mostly located into the front and the back of the head. Severe, scale of 1 to 10, 8.5. They're off and on, and they are sensitive to the light and noise. The additional symptom of TBI, patient is suffering from dizziness, loss of balance, disorientation, and confusion. However, he denies any loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, or any seizures, loss of memory, or any nausea, vomiting, no history of incontinence of the urine bowel, and no vision problems are reported. Regarding the pain, patient is suffering from severe pain in the left side of the neck and left shoulder, left upper back, and left side of the lower mid back. No pain in the lower back is reported. And the pain in the left shoulder is around 8.5. The mid back and lower back pain is around 7.5. And these pains are associated with the radiation to the left arm involving fourth and fifth finger as numbness and tingling. These pains are present several times a day as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, aching, and the maximum severity varies from 5 to 8 and sometimes 9. The ADLs are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing, walking, bending, driving, and improved by lying down. They are associated with muscle weakness of the left arm, and there is no bladder bowel incontinence. There is associated sleep disturbance, but patient denies any anxiety, depression, panic, or PTSD. No subtle anesthesia. And no lightheadedness, no lethargy. no homicidal, suicidal thoughts. ADLs that are affected are as follows. Doing yard work and reaching into cabinets is affected 10. Running is affected 9. Standing, vacuuming, and reaching into cabinets is affected 8. Doing laundry and walking is affected 7. Ability to lift dinner plates, cooking in the kitchen is, and 6. Dressing and bathing is affected 6. System review is negative, pathological history none, allergies to medications none. Family history, patient is, mother is suffering from anemia but she is alive, father is alive, no medical problems, brothers, sisters are alive, no problems. Medically speaking, relationship status, patient is single and she has no children and lives with grandmother. Current employment status, patient is employed full time at staffing for warehouses called ProLogistics, ProLogistics, and is working in warehouse where he has to lift up appliances 50 to 200 pounds on a dolly and move them around and load them in a truck. Legal history, patient has Jim Blue as the attorney. Personal history, patient does not drink, but he does smoke cigars, 7 cigars a day, and he does not abuse any recreational drugs. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 149 over 104, heart rate is 62, respiratory rate is 16, and temperature is 96.5, height 6'3", weight is 275, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination is from the template. General review is as follows. This is a 29-year-old African-American male who is alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, sitting comfortably and is well-built, well-nourished and hydration is good. The patient does not appear to be in acute distress or shortness of breath or severe pain phases. The patient does not appear to be anxious or lethargic and the patient has good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal and the patient is able to walk well and is reasonably independent and mobile. The rest of the physical examination from the template, neurological examination normal, musculature examination. Gait is normal, musculature examination reveals seizure spasm in the left trapezius and left latissimus dorsi muscles with 1 plus hypertonicity and tenderness. Rotator cuff muscle on the left shoulder are also in spasm and tenderness. The musculoskeletal examination reveals the inspection and palpation are completely normal. Please use the template. Spine tenderness, none is present. Paravertebral muscle spasm is present from C2 to L5. Special muscle spasm is present in the trapezius and latissimus dorsi muscles on the left side in a paravertebral range. Hypertonicity 1 plus. No tenderness is present and no trigger points are noticed. The range of motion of the cervical spine, the forward flexion is 50, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion 45 and rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 35, hyperextension is not painful. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is negative. Lermit test is negative, distraction test negative, Soto Hall test is negative. In thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, Slum test is negative. Lumbar spine, Budzinski, Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is negative, contralateral leg raise test is negative, Bregar test is negative, Kemp test negative, Levinsky negative, sacroiliac joints are non-tender, and the standing flexion test negative, iliac compression test negative, distraction test negative, Faber test negative, Gonsalon negative, and Trendelberg sign is negative. Extremities examination, except for the left shoulder, all extremities are completely normal with no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose veins. Range of motion of all other joints except left shoulder are completely normal. Quick test negative, no leg line discrepancies noticed, and gait is normal. Patient is not using a cane or a device. Examination of the left shoulder reveals, on inspection, the shoulder appears normal. On palpation, there is a tenderness of the supraspinal and infraspinatus muscles and some tenderness in the AC joint and anteriorly in the shoulder joint. The range of motion is limited for the left shoulder to up to 130 degrees of abduction maximum without pain. Muscle strength is 4/5. The special tests are conducted. The drop arm test negative, anterior apprehension, posterior apprehension negative. The Hawken Kennedy test positive, empty beer can test positive, street test positive, near test positive. The grip is slightly poor, and on examination of the wrist and hand, on inspection and palpation, there is no swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, or ulcer, wound, fracture. Color of the skin is negative, is normal, and angulation deformity is not present. The muscle weakness is present, atrophy of the thin arm prominence is not present. Range of motions are normal, passive and active. Reflex are normal, grip is slightly poor, motor power is 4/5, sensations are intact. Carpotunnel compression test is positive for Tinel sign and Phelan sign on the left side. Diagnosis. G89.21. R53.1, M62.830, Z79.891, CNS, G44.329, R51, R42, Neurology, nerves, M79.2, muscles, M60.9, M62.838, ligaments, M54.0, upper extremity, left shoulder, M25.512, M75.10, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Hand and wrist, on the left side, G56.02. The thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, M51.24. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, M54.42, S33.5XXL. Plan of care for Jalin Carey is from the temple. Treatment plan for Jalin Carey is from the template, including the first paragraph. Physical therapy is ordered 3 times per week. Along with the traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, mechanical back program. To focus on the neck, mid-back, lower back, as well as shoulder. The patient is considered for light duty job. Part-time work, 8 hours for 5 days with 0 pound lifting and other conditions. Hospital replacement, transportation has been helped. Non-narcotic medication. Naproxen 500 twice a day. 60 tablets are provided for help with anti-inflammatory effect and help in healing. Medrol 8 mg daily is provided to help with anti-inflammatory effect and healing. Pralisec 20 mg twice a day to protect the stomach from ulcers. Skeleton 800 mg 3 times a day to help with the muscle relaxation and help healing. Lidocaine gel 3%, 200 gram daily for topical pain relief. Ambien 10 mg at night for help with the sleep. And Narco 7.5, 325 to 12 hours for 15 days, 30 tablets. For help with the pain and to help with the life functions. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. The patient has panic and PTSD and some underlying depression to help with. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI. Well, the MRI that are available are as follows: from Basha Diagnostics on 12/23/2021, 2 days after the accident, patient has had this MRI. It shows in the left shoulder minimal tendinitis of the supraspinatus tendon and a posterior superior labral frame, and no other issues is recommended, is identified. In the cervical spine, dated 12/23/2021, patient has a minimal spinal stenosis, mild to moderate neural foramen and neurine, bulged disc and herniated disc at C4, C5, C56, C67. These findings are discussed with the patient in great detail. Interventional pain procedure, patient is going to be scheduled for various procedures, which are carpal tunnel injections for median nerve block, a trigger point injection, and rotator cuff shot, as well as CESI. Surgical options, none are being considered. Neuropsych not warranted. Attended care and case worker is not warranted. Past medical records, yes, none are available. Investigations. An MRI for thoracic spine and LS spine is being ordered to complete the spine study. As the refrigerator was 400 to 500 pounds, it appears there may have been more injury to the lower spine also that has not been detected. The DME's patient is provided with the back brace and DMEs are done, and education is yes. Weight loss program is not warranted. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.